Hello, and welcome to show number 2412 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
You know, a lot of times I, in the past year and a half, when talking to a lot of different entities, you know, some of them think of accessibility as some sort of a feature to their business or to their service, right? I truly believe it's not. It's people's right. It's just people's right. It's not necessarily, it's not a feature. If we want to, you know, ensure that it has to be simple to comply with, to provide.
And fortunately, more and more people and establishments around the world are beginning to realize that accessibility really is a right.
Right Here is an orientation system that works with your smartphone to provide talking signage so everyone can interpret and understand their surroundings in real time. We'll talk with Idan Meir, co-founder of Right Here, about how this simple-to-use and easily implemented Bluetooth solution works to assist visually impaired people in a variety of venues. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Idan Meir.
My tip is, you know, when we just started this call, I had this note taker joining. So that would be my tip. For those who are struggling with taking notes during Zoom calls or any other conference calls, these note takers tools are very powerful. For me, it was just joining automatically through this. So I share with you, I take notes in Hebrew. So we're taking a conversation in English and notes in Hebrew, it was just mixing my mind too much. And these note takers really make it simple. So my tip is try them out. Well, the specific one is called Fathom. Really helpful. It's free for a certain limit. Yeah. How was that as a tip?
That's great. And for anybody who wants to try to do this, you just do some sort of search for Fathom note taker and you'll find...
You'll find it pretty quickly. But yes, it's Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, note taker. Great tool. I'm very happy with this in the past few months.
And this presumably uses AI to automatically take the notes from the conversation for you.
Yes, yes. It summarizes the conversation, basically. So that's really neat. It's a heavy whole, you know, transcript, and then it's summarized with AI. And there's so many features there, you know, with the action items to be made and et cetera. But it's synchronized with your CRM, and there's a lot of things that it can do. But even just the notes themselves are helpful.
Not bad. Eyes on Success is supported by...
Able One, a portable Braille keyboard for any smartphone or tablet for typing and navigation that has been used by thousands of blind people. You don't even need to know Braille to use it. More information is at www.imhable.com. That's IAMHABLE.com.
And by...
Biped.ai, whose smart mobility harness can be worn by the blind to warn of obstacles and assist navigating using GPS in a single device. Demonstrations of the Biped device will be given at the CSUN conference March 18th through 22nd. More information is available at biped.ai.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Idan and learning about the history of Right Here, the company.
Well, we're pleased to welcome back a guest we've had on some time ago, probably about when you first started your company, but maybe you can start by telling us who you are and reminding us about your company.
Absolutely. And thank you again for the opportunity today. My name is Idan Meir. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Right Here. And yes, I've been here on your podcast on November 2017. It was like, what, 7 years ago? We were just starting. It was an idea. I don't, you know, it was really, really the beginning. We made a very long mile. What we do basically is turning public spaces into more accessible environments. Especially for people with orientation challenges, and to be even more specific, people who are blind or visually impaired.
So you started your company in Israel, but you've been branching out. In fact, you've moved yourself.
Yes, yes. We started in Israel, I think it was sometimes in 2017 or end of 2016. In Israel, we've been there primarily and in Europe. And just a year and a half ago, I relocated with my family to Maryland. And we've started our American activity here with an American office. We're currently four in the team. We're hiring another person right now. So it's been growing.
Well, that's great. That has to be quite a challenge, but it's nice to see that you're growing internationally and particularly into the U.S.
Yes, and you know, everyone understand that between 2017 and now, we had this little thing called COVID. Remember that?
Yeah, that changed everything.
You're right. So yes, it changed everything. And I, first of all, I'm very proud of our, you know, our abilities to survive as a business during this super challenging times. And as you said, you know, it changed everything. It's also changed our mindset. And we realized, yes, we can do a lot online. We can do a lot remotely. So even during COVID, we've done some projects here in the US from Israel. Yeah, now we're fully here, growing. And improving, I guess, a lot of people's independence in their day-to-day life.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is right here, the product that can assist visually impaired people with orientation in an ever-growing number of venues.
Well, Idan, we mentioned the name of the company right here in the introduction, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about what the company does.
Sure. So the easiest way to understand what we do is like talking signage system or audio format of signage. I always share two main facts about us and then explain how it works. But the first one is that there are over 100 million Braille signs in the US. You can really find them everywhere you go here, right? It's from restaurants to museums, hospitals, airports, office buildings. You can find Braille signs almost everywhere you go. The second fact, and that's a lot of times surprising people, and I'm sure about this audience might already know that, but over 90%, even 95% out of the blind community cannot read Braille at all. So for the 5 to 10% that can read Braille, finding these signs is a challenge by itself, right? You kind of need to know where the sign is in order to read it.
You said you can find these signs. I mean, I often can't because being blind, you don't know where the signs are located. You can feel all the walls in the location and never find the sign.
Here you go. There you go, right? So, do you read Braille?
I do read Braille, yes.
You do? Okay, great.
And actually, I'm fully sighted. I cannot read Braille, but I can find the signs, and they don't do me any good either.
Here you go. And you, Nancy, you just said earlier, COVID changed everything. So, assuming you do know to read Braille, and you've been lucky to find a sign, I'm not sure you want to touch it anyway.
Good point.
Right.
One other interesting point is that I can't tell you how many Braille signs I've seen at exhibits and for locating things, and they're wrong. The Braille isn't always done correctly. I've seen some that was complete gibberish.
See? So that, you know, and I can go even further than that. So we're living in a very weird world. It's 2024. There are Braille signs, again, almost everywhere, which is great. We've made some progress, but the reality is that they're not very effective, to say the least. And if those signs could just talk, could just speak, and by the way, if that would be in our own language and in our own pace, sometimes we want it faster or slower, that would be amazing. And that's the vision. That's the concept of what we've developed at Right Here. When I say talking signage, the signs aren't really talking. It's an app that speaks to you and give you audio descriptions of the space around you, outdoors and indoors. In the outdoors, we're obviously using GPS and providing you all the, you know, all the experience that you're probably familiar with Google Maps and the other ones, but with a, I would say, a specific touch that is unique, again, for people with orientation challenges, including the blind, visually impaired. And then for indoor environments where there's no GPS, we are using beacons technology. which are basically Bluetooth devices that we install at the facility. They help us to identify the user location and therefore providing them or her audio description.
What are the main goals of Right Here?
Mainly answering three core questions and basic questions. One is, where am I? Right? Secondly is, what is here? And thirdly is, what's around me? So for example, I always give McDonald's, one of our partners in Israel, we've done all of their location there. As an example, you are the main entrance to McDonald's. This is, where am I? What is here could be the open hours are Monday to Friday, right? Or whatever that is. And thirdly, what's around me, no matter where they point with the smartphone 360 degrees around them, the app will let them know what is there and what distance. So counter in this direction, 10 feet. Restrooms in this direction, 25 feet. Ladies on the right, gentlemen on the left. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I take it this app then uses a combination of the camera and these Bluetooth devices that are scattered around a venue?
We're not using the camera at all. It's only the Bluetooth devices and the gyroscope within your device. Once we know within which radius you're at, and then we know what's, you know, north into that or eastern to that, we can also tell you this information. And then we're not using the camera, or we haven't been using the camera. Part of it is because the privacy is a big deal for us. There's no sign into the app. There was no registry. When you download the app, you can just start using it. We don't ask your name, email, Twitter, Facebook, or anything like that. It's completely free, both Android and iPhone. And it supports 26 different languages, which are the most common languages in the world. We really do like to get as many people as possible on this that feel like they want to, you know, increase the level of independence when going out and about.
And then you get all of the detailed information from the venue. So you get an instance at the particular McDonald's on this street corner. They somehow provide the information of where the counter is, where the trash can is.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. So for the facility, there is a third component here. So we have the app, which we kind of covered. We have the beacons, which we install. And by the way, they're not require Wi-Fi or electricity or nothing. It's just, imagine, you know, a sticker in the side of a finger that you stick on the wall. And then the third component for the facility is an online cloud dashboard where they can really set up the content and they can change it if they're, you know, running a renovation or anything like that. Or the, you know, the open hours are changing. Yeah, there's the cloud dashboard, which allows them to control what is this descriptions.
So if there's no power going to the beacons, do they run on batteries or what?
Yes, they're running on batteries that last for 4 to 5 years. And we take care of that. So our partners don't really remember that. We take care of the beacons as long as they're working with us. I would also share a lot of our project, the installation has been done by the facility. We don't necessarily need to be there to go there. To do the work, it's as simple as hanging a braille sign, as we said before. And we want to make it simple as hanging a braille sign because it shouldn't be complicated. It's a talking sign. That's what it is. It's signage at the end of the day. It's not like, you know, rocket science. The goal is to have as many locations as possible so we can ultimately create the highest impact we can.
So let's walk through the process from the standpoint of the user. And then we can talk about what the vendor has to do to set this up. But from the standpoint of the user, they download the app, they go to a venue, and what happens?
Yeah, they download the app, as I said, free Android and iPhone. In the app, they can find locations that are accessible for them in the nearby button. They can simulate those locations before even arriving there to kind of build a mental map of the facility before even going there.
Oh, that's nice to be able to prepare oneself and you know what to expect.
Exactly. And knowing what to expect builds the confidence of actually going because you know where you're going to, right? So that's I think, a unique and important feature we have. And then once you decide you actually want to go to that location, the app will going to ask you, how would you like to get there? Whether, again, but just by navigating by walk outdoors with our app or taking Uber, Lyft, and all the others. We're integrating with all of them all the way to your destination. Once arriving, the app will just start giving you descriptions of, again, where you are, what is there, and what's around you. Another maybe two features I can mention is is the ability to call for local assistant at the facility. So if you still need some sort of assistance or help, the one push of a button, you can just call someone at the facility. And just, that's going to make a phone call with the relevant person there. And another one is a link. Like I gave McDonald's as an example, but in any other restaurants or in general, a link could be to any online destination the facilities decide, but a lot of times it's to the menu, right? So you are now in that restaurant. Okay, what is there to eat, right? So there's a link to the menu instead of scanning a QR code or anything like that. It's all in your palm of, you know, in your hand already.
So the user then gets various levels of information about the venue depending on what they're interested in.
Exactly. Yep. So they can kind of, again, as I said, virtually simulate the location before going there. You know, I said it before, but it's not only for people who are blind or visually impaired. When we say people with orientation challenges, we mean to it. It could be sometimes again just a language barrier. You might see the sign, but you cannot read it because you don't know the language, right? Or you might know the language, but you cannot read it because of a cognitive disability, like a hard dyslexia or something like that. So we really do think from a universal design thinking, how we can allow everyone in that space acquire better orientation when going there with the app.
That sounds pretty seamless from the point of view of the user and pretty flexible in addition.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be. Like the simplicity is a very important value in our work for the user as well as for the business or the facility that is working with us. It shouldn't, like, we're working really hard to make it almost a no-brainer decision for facilities to have. From an operational standpoint, that sometimes takes minutes. Depends on how complex and big your facility is, of course. But for a small restaurant, that will take like a few minutes probably. From a budget standpoint, that's a very affordable solution I can share. And everything in between, you know, security, where there's zero integrations to the system there. As I said, it's a standalone. You know, a lot of times, I in the past year and a half, when talking to a lot of different entities, you know, some of them think of accessibility as some sort of a feature to their business or to their service, right? I truly believe it's not. It's just people's right. It's just people's right. It's not a feature. If we want to, you know, ensure that it has to be simple to comply with, to provide.
On your website, you have a map of where Right Here is implemented. And there are places like Israel that has lots and lots of implementations. But we're in Colorado, and I don't think there's any. So if there were a user who wanted to find venues within their area, how can they do that?
That's funny you mentioned, because just the call before I had was with Colorado. So more and more locations are joining us. And you can find this again in the app, not just in our website on the map, but inside the app, there is a button called Nearby Locations or Nearby. When you tap on this, you can find the closest locations you have in your area. And more are joining us as well as in Colorado. And that's also a good opportunity to share that what we found in the past year, that one of the most effective ways to get more locations accessible is actually working with the community and asking those facilities in your neighborhoods to be more accessible. We have this new feature in the app called Unlock, which will basically help you contact businesses and ask for this. And we have other initiatives around this. And, you know, for those who are interested, you can call us and contact us, and we can share more about, you know, we're looking for volunteers around this. But the goal is working together with the community and increasing the awareness that, again, it's not a feature, it's people's right, that it's simple, it's easy. And the more awareness we're creating around it, the more locations that are joining us. As I said, it has been growing.
Well, that is a great idea, because it's not likely that many venues would know about navigation aids for people who need such aids. So it's really up to the users to make the venue owners know about what's available and how they can get a hold of these tools.
Exactly. Precisely right.
You can't contact everybody personally.
Right. I mean, and the thing is, a lot of businesses don't do it because they're not aware of it. They haven't even thought about this, right? It's not like from, right? This is, and what we found, again, when we reach out to those businesses is Right Here and tell them, hey, Hello, venue. You have a problem for people who are blind or visually impaired. They're having a hard time to navigate. But hey, we also have a solution for you. The way they hear it is like, all right, you're trying to sell us something we don't necessarily need. But nobody never asked for this.
Right. But if they hear from the user who is affected by poor navigation, then that's more important.
Yeah, exactly. So for those that are listening to us and want to help us, you know, increasing awareness, there's a page on our website called Community where we kind of, you know, looking for more volunteers to help us with this. It could take like an hour a month sometimes. That's all we ask. And that's going to really go far in making more locations in your area in general more accessible.
So let's talk about from the venue's perspective. Say they are made aware of this tool by some users and they're interested in going ahead with implementing this. What is the process? What happens?
Yeah, so they usually contact us through you know, a website or email or you calling us, doesn't matter. We set up a very short, you know, discovery call, 15 minutes usually, and understand again more about the nature of their facility or facilities, how big, complex it is. For the smallest one, they're not necessarily a, you know, a through-by-through mapping need. We just understand with them, you know, what are the main points of interest there. Again, if it's a restaurant or something like a coffee shop or something from that sort. For the bigger ones, we ask for their flow plans. We understand on the flow plans what are these, you know, main points of interest in the facility. We map it out with their system, you know, build a proposal on top of it, and really, you know, explore with them how can we make it happen to fulfill their needs and their constraints with budget and anything around that. So, you know, once we agreed, we send them the beacons. As I said, installation is a very simple process, and they're good to go.
I know you talked about like McDonald's. That's each particular venue is actually pretty small. Do you have implementations in venues as large as, say, a super Walmart or a convention center? And how does that work?
Yes. Thank you, Nancy. This is a very important point. You know, a lot of time when thinking about wayfinding, you know, we all think about the biggest complexes, places, airports and convention centers and the big box stores. Which is obviously there is a big need there, right? And we do have experience in these type of facilities. One of the reasons I bring the smallest layouts examples a lot of time is because we actually are focusing on those. And the reason we are focusing on those is because we want to build the confidence with our community to actually go to the bigger ones. Because, you know, my story, I'm sighted. I can see perfectly, but I have a horrible orientation skills. I'm, you know, this friend who always get lost, you know, and turn right, although it's clear that it's left because we just went there 10 minutes ago. And for me, going to a big place like, again, a convention center or an airport, that's stressing a lot of time. So instead of bringing that as our first test, if you will, to our users, we're trying to actually go was the smallest one and create more awareness through that. But yes, your point, we do have experience with the bigger ones. There's definitely a need there as well.
For the venue, is this a subscription service or is it a one-time flat payment and then they're off on their own until they need some more help?
Yeah, it used to be where we just started, like again, 2017, we used to be a one-time off. And then we realized that the better way to go for us as a business, but also for our partners is with a subscription model. That makes us work harder. So they will renew in the next year or 2 years or whenever that contract ends. So we'll keep on improving and working and, you know, making that better. So yeah, most of our contracts are for 3 years. Some of them are longer than that. Some of them are shorter than that. Yes, it's a subscription model.
So what are some of the final thoughts that you'd like to impart to our listeners?
Is one that it's a movement, it's a community that we're building here, and we do need, you know, the blind, visually impaired, or any other people in the community to help us make that happen. So it will, you know, perceive differently. That's one message. And the second one is that it's not a feature, it's a right, as I said before. You know, the reason there are so many Braille signs out there is because of the ADA, right? And the ADA thesis is to, you know, provide people with accessibility and independence through effective communication. Signage is part of communication. So 33 or 34 years ago, the best idea in the room was, okay, let's put Braille on it so it will be effective for the blind community. Guess what? There are better options, right?
That's true. And it sounds like you certainly addressed that need.
Exactly. So, but there's not enough of awareness that, again, it's not a goodwill of facilities. It's actually the law. Nobody's asking for this. There's no enforcement around it, but it's actually the thesis behind the law.
Yeah.
So I know this number keeps changing, but how many venues is Right Here in now?
It's currently in over 2,400 worldwide that are actively available. Again, primarily Israel in Europe. We're now, I moved here again in order to expand here, and more locations are joining us almost on a weekly basis. And so that's really exciting times for us. And we've seen that again, mainly in the past few months, the locations that are joining us are a result of the community asking for it. So I cannot reiterate it enough. The importance of asking and advocating for this from the community is crucial for the success of it.
Well, good luck in expanding because it sounds like a nice service.
It is. Thank you so much.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Right Here and how to contact them.
Well, Idan, if people want to find out more about Right Here and acquire the app, where would you send them?
Google first. You can just Google that or go to a website. Important to spell it out. It's R-I-G-H-T, right? Dash here like hearing, H-E-A-R.com. So don't look for H-E-R-E. That's not us. Right dash here, H-E-A-R.com. It's us. You can also contact us, you know, through emails. My email is Idan, I-D-A-N, at right-here.com. We have our volunteers form and our community page on our website. We are looking for more volunteers to join. And obviously in the app stores, Android and iPhone.
Do you have a social media presence?
Of course. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Oh, LinkedIn. YouTube, we have pretty good videos there as well. I highly recommend to check it out. Mainly Twitter and YouTube, I would say, are our main, oh, and Facebook, our main ones.
If you missed any of that information, you can always find it in the show notes associated with each episode. And this is episode 2412. We'll also have specific links to the Right Here Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about music education for the visually impaired. The Philemon M. D'Agostino Greenberg Music School, known as FMDG Music School, is committed to helping visually impaired people pursue their study of music. We'll talk with Dahlia Sakas, Director of Music Studies at the FMDG Music School, about their instructional programs, performances, and remote learning opportunities that they offer.
Thanks for joining us this week. If you enjoy Eyes on Success, be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe to the podcast. Catch you all next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.